opening Mishmar night. Presumably many thoughts might be circulating in our minds. Could be a lot of emotions, a lot of thoughts to try to package at the process. I want to spend the next few moments developing the proper mindset, perspective, mentality that hopefully could enable us to have a successful semester, a meaningful semester, a productive semester, and try to develop that right mindset. What should we be thinking about going into this incredible time period? We'll start with source number one. Akavi ben Mahalo Omer. Histaka b'shlosh dvarim. This comes from the Mishnah Avos. Akavi ben Mahalo tells us, look at three things. V'yata bali de'avera. If you look at these three things, you won't come to the hands of sin. Damein bata, where do you come from? Lanata holech, where are you going? Lifne mi'ata atim litein din v'cheshbon. Who one day do you have to give a din v'cheshbon to? A reckoning in front of one day. And I underline that. La'anata holech. A question we always need to ask ourselves, and I think it's very appropriate for this evening. Where are we going? Where are we going? What are our goals? What are our ambitions, our aspirations for this semester? What are we doing? What's the game plan? Can't just say, I hope to do this. I hope this will be looking forward. Amir Tzashem. We need tangible game plan. La'an ata holech. Where are we going? And it's an unbelievable time to consider, what are my goals? Maybe tonight, over the Shabbos, over the weekend, I'm going to set up a chavrusa. I'll set up a chabura. I'll join a chabura. I'll think about a shir that I want to join. I'll set up a learning project. I'll have a mission. Tangible, realistic goals that I could attain. Because without a game plan, we can hope and dream, but it doesn't come to fruition. La'ana taholech. And you look at source 2, again from Avos. Amar Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma. One time I was walking on the road, a certain individual encountered me, v'natan li shalom. He said, how are you? Gave me a greeting. V'chzarti li lo shalom. I returned the greetings. Amar li Rebbe, meizu makom ata. He said, Rebbe, where do you come from? Amarti lo mi'ir gdola shel chachamim v'shel sofermani. I come from an illustrious town that is so replete with scholars and sofrim, a beautiful town of Torah. Amarli, Rebbe, Ratzoncha Shetadori Manu Bimkomenu? Do you want to live with us? Please join us, join the ranks, come to us. Vani attain the Kha'elof Alpayim Dinari Zahav, and I'm gonna give you so much money, Vavanim Tovus Margolios, I'll give you precious gems, I will make it worth your while. It's in the bank, it's yours. Come join us, we can use you. Says Banai, my son. Imatano Tanli Kol Kesav Vazahav. You give me all the money, the gold, Vavanim Tovos, Margolio Shavolam. Give me all the precious gems. Give me everything you want. Any Dar Elma Makam Torah. The only place I'm going to choose to live is a place that's infused with Torah Kedosha. Lefi Shabashas Petiraso Shaladam. Because when a person leaves this world, Ein Malavin Lo Ladam, Lo Kesav Lo Zahav. She doesn't bring money or gold. Lo Vanim Tovos, Margolios, not precious gems. What do we bring with us to the next world? The Torah that we've amassed, our good deeds, our chesed, that is what's meaningful, that's what's eternal. And when I look at this wall right here, could everybody just take a look at that wall? It's gavaldic, no? It's beautiful. It's beautiful. I walk in, that's unbelievable. It just shouts at you, come, join my Makom Torah. This place is unbelievable. It's so inspirational. Rabbi Fein sent me the catalog. Yes, how many of you look through it? Nobody, huh? All right. Who actually looked through it? There's always that one person. All right. Unbelievable. Okay, you should look through it because it's unbelievable. I was, not browsing. I was unbelievable. That catalog is just packed. You have the Rosh Yeshivas coming. You have the club hours. You have the Chabura. You have all these groups. It's nonstop Torah. Of course. You have the Rabbi Schoenbrunn, his wife. Rabbi Fein and his wife. You have four people living on campus. These are superstars. This is a Makom Torah here. This place is rocking. This place is just unbelievably infused with Torah. Opportunities at every corner. A beautiful Beit Midrash. We say base or Beit here. Depends where you're from. I don't want to get that right. No one, it's a base. Wherever we're from, wherever we prefer. I don't know how it goes here. This place is unbelievable. I think we could all agree this is a Makom Torah. As Rabbi Fein, Rabbi Schoenbrunn have created, this is a wonderful Makom Torah. And the question to ask this even is, La'ana taholech, are you coming to this Makom Torah? Where are you going? Are you going to join this Makom Torah? This Torah of community, of inspiration. This community that is just begging, talking to you, speak to you. Come join. Come be uplifted. Come be inspired. Come be enlightened. Are you going to join? And better yet, are you going to even make it better? Are you going to bring friends with you? Are you going to infuse your own Kedusha with it? Your own participation with it? You're going to bring all your friends. You have a beautiful crowd tonight. We'll get more friends involved. Because that's what's important. That's what's eternity. A Makom Torah. And this is what's here, right at your fingertips. Such an opportunity to think about, how am I going to participate and make it even better, make it even stronger, to give this Makom Kedusha, myself Kedusha, the community Kedusha as well. And in a similar vein, let's say this is amazing. Opening night. Question to ask ourselves is, am I still, as the title says, am I still growth? Do I still have having a growth mindset? Do I still have that hunger, that desire, that passion to grow? Perhaps, maybe in seminary, maybe at different times, things might have been more clear, might have been a little easier. Do we still have that mindset? Is it still burning inside of us? And takes us now to source 3, the Likutei Sichos. Does anybody know who wrote that? Where this is from? I'm very impressed. Anybody know? There's always that one also that knows. The same one that looked at the catalog. Anybody know? No? The Lubavitcher Rebbe. Who said it? Don't be shy. There we go. Awesome. Good for... I didn't know. No, I'm kidding. Very good. Likutei Sichos. Lubavitcher Rebbe. Kim Hedel Kloli Ben HaChalomos Paro HaMusuparim BePashatenu LaChalomos Yosef SheBeParshas VeYeshev. Lubavitcher Rebbe points out, it's going to be a little time from now, there's a great difference between the dreams of Paro and the dreams of Yosef HaTzadik. Chalomos Yosef heim betzeder ole. The dreams of Yosef went in an ascending order. Mosef v'holich, going up, increasing and going, increasing and going. Hacholom arishon osek binyanim artzayim. The first dream dealt with what? Physicality, this earth. Ve'anachnu melmim alamim betocha said that we were binded sheaves together. His first dream dealt with the sheaves, earthly matters. V'ilu hacholom hashenim, and source 3, osek binyanim shemayim. The second dream dealt with what? The celestial forces, the heavenly spheres. Hashemesh vayarech v'acharaser kochavim. So when he originally dreamed, he dreamt about the nice sheaves and the nice wheat. Now he goes on, dream number 2, the sun. He goes to the moon, the stars. He goes in ascending order. Chalamos paro le'idach. When it comes to paro, conversely, we find heim b'seder yorei, going down, descending order. Pochit v'holech. Diminishing, decreasing. Hacholom Rishon Osek Beparos. Hashaychus L'sugachai. The first dream dealt with animals, the animal kingdom, living people, living organisms. V'ilu Hacholom Hasheni. The second dream, Osek B'shibulim. Then you get to the grains. So you went from the animal kingdom, the animals were alive, down to the grains. Hashaychus L'sugatomeach. To the plant life. Hanachos Yoter. Even less. He started higher and he went lower. Opposite from Yosef. V'lozu Buvad, says the Rebbe. The dreams itself was a seder of going down. Beginning, the cows were robust, had beautiful appearance, very robust and fleshy. Then they are emaciated. They're inferior species. They're going down. Beginning, the ears of grain are nice and full. Then what happens to them? They get diminished, scorched by the wind. So beautiful. Just from the Pesukim, we need to be thirsty and hungry for growth. We always need to ask ourselves, are we going up? Are we developing ourselves? Are we taking it one step further? The dreams of Yosef, they went in ascending order, and we should follow suit. The dreams of Paro, by contrast, went in descending order. And opening night Mishmar, where's my heart? Where's my neshama? Am I going up? Am I increasing myself? Am I dreaming a little bigger? Am I having more ambitions, more aspirations, more she'ifos? I can't be the same person that I was in high school, in seminary, first year, second year, third year, wherever I am. I always have to be moving forward. With Elul around the corner, the Shabbos Sunday, Rosh Chodesh Elul. Where am I going? My dream's going up. And it takes us now to source number 4. This is what's this referencing? This we know, more than one. Please. Who?
Yaakov.
Yaakov dreamed the ladder was down in the earth, Verosha Magia Shemaima, and the top reached the heavens. The angels are going up and down. This is Yaakov Avinu. He has to escape as a fugitive under the wrath of his twin brother. And he dreams and he sees these beautiful angels going up and down the ladder. Source 5 is from where? Where's this one? A little harder. What's happening here?
Hello.
What's happening here? What? Okay, who's he talking to right now? Oh, see what they got here. Let's see what we got. Come on, Stern. What do we got? Who's he talking to? So is that the one that knew the Rebbe? What? Yes, it is. Okay, good. Yes, it is. It's always that one person. All right, that Baruch Hashem, the driving force. Talking to his wives, planning his escape. And he tells his wives, Vayibet Yachem Hatzon, it was the time of the mating time of the flock. Vasai and I lifted my eyes, Vayre Bechalom, I saw in a dream. Vinei Atudim, the Higo Ta'oli Malatzon, mounted on the flock. Akudim, Nikudim, Rudim, their rings speckled and checkered. Yudalef, Vayom Elai Malach Elohim Bechalom, Yaakov. And the Malach Elohim said in a dream and said, Yaakov, Amar Hinein, I said, here I am, responded. Vayomer, Sana Inecha, lift your eyes, or hey, kol atudim olim alatzon, all the he-goats mounted on the flock, akudim, nekudim, rudim, ring speckled and checkered, ki re'iti et kol asher lavan asalach, I saw everything Lavan did to you. Yud Gimel, Anochi ha'el Betel, I'm the God of Betel, asher mashach tasham matzeva, oh, so you're good, I anointed the pillar, asher nadar tali sham neder, where you gave your neder, ata now, kum se min ha'aretz hazot, v'shuv el eretz mo'aretecha. Go home. It's time for you to go home. I heard from Rabbi Steven Berg, who's now the CEO of Aish, something very beautiful. Yaakov Avinu was originally dreaming of angels going up and down, the celestial forces, unbelievable. And now he tells his wife, what's he dreaming about? The goats, the flocks. He went from dreaming about angels to dreaming about flocks. What does the Malach tell him? It's time to go home. It's time to leave. You used to be dreaming about the celestial forces, and now you've been in Lavan's home for too many times, too many years. You're dreaming about goats? Go home. Time for the recharge. Time to reconnect. It's time to leave. Because our dreams have to be in ascending order. We always have to have that incredible excitement and energy and say, how could I do more? How could I achieve a little more? How could I develop a little more? 1% better every single day. Small, tangible steps. How to get a little bit better, a little bit better, a little bit more improvement, a little bit more growth, a little bit more aliyah. To never say, I'm okay. I'm complacent. I'm going to rest on my laurels. Our life's avod is always to have that mission, that growth-oriented mindset, begging us, demanding of us to go a little bit more. And we see this with Hilchos Chanukah as well. Source number 6. The famous machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Mahajim and Ahajim, Beis Shammai, Omrim, what is the most Mahajim way to write? Yom Rishon, Malik Shmona, Mikan Velech, Pochit Veholich. Beis Shammai holds, first night 8, and then we keep going down. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Beit Hillel, Omrim, Yom Rishon, Malik Achas. First night 1, Mikan Velech, Mosif Veholich. We continue and we add. So that's the way we paskin like Beis Hillel. First night is 1, and then we go 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And you guessed it. There's machlokas of how to understand what are they arguing about. But the last line, the time of the Beis Hillel, the Malim the Kodesh, the Ein Moridim. We go up in Kedusha, and we don't go down. We always have to go up, and we don't go down. We might struggle, we might slip, we might fall, but our mindset is, I'm growing, I'm developing. I'm always going to push myself to make the best version of myself. I'm never staying stagnant because I demand more of myself. I know I could go more. We're malim b'kodesh v'ein moridim. And that's something to think on opening Mishmar night. Are we being malim b'kodesh v'ein moridim? Maybe summertime was a little bit of fun. Maybe different opportunities, different events, different things. It's time to buckle down. Evel's coming. Am I being malim b'kodesh v'ein moridim? Am I going up in Kedusha and not going down? I want a little more. I demand a little more Kedusha. And the Evan Shlema, can we go 4 for 4 in the back? Who wrote the Evan Shlema? She knows, she knows. I don't even know who it is, honestly. Just going like that, it definitely not even came from there. Who wrote the Evan Shlema? Same person? No? The Gra, the Vilna Gaon, writes in the beautiful classic Musik Sefer, if a person's not trying to go up level by level, source 7, what's going to happen? We're going to go down. If we're not moving forward, we're moving backwards. It's the way of the world. We have to constantly push ourselves and realize, if I'm not thirsty for growth, if I'm not pushing myself, if I'm not adding Kedusha, if I'm not infusing my life with more Kedusha and Tara, I'm going to go down. We never stay the same. So without that active push, unfortunately, we go down. We should underline that line 50 times. It's so beautiful that Eben Shlema, photocopy, put it up in your rooms. This is beautiful. If I'm not going up, I'm going down. I want to focus on another perspective as well. As you look at this incredible wall over here, it's so beautiful. We realize that in this Makom Torah of Stern, there are so many great people to surround ourselves with. Look at source number 8. Comes from which parsha? Whoa, okay. How fast, all right. They're ready, Akev, right. When did we read Akev? Last week. Vata Yisrael, Masha Mokecha Shuel Mimach. What does Hashem want from you? By the way, how beautiful this pasuk. Such a world of confusion, a lack of clarity. It's never clear. What are we doing? It's always confusing. Moshe Rabbeinu gave us the greatest Musar speech the last 5 weeks of his life. And we get to be the beneficiaries every single Shabbos. This comes from last week. What does Hashem want from you? Kim yilira et Hashem Elokecha. That you should fear Hashem your God, lecha b'chol derachav, to walk in His ways, etc., etc. What does Hashem want? Yirat Shemayim, fear of heaven. Look at source number 9, comes from the Gemara Brachos. Amar Rebbe Chanina, hakol bidei Shemayim. Everything's in the hands of heaven. Everything's in the control of the Ribono Shel Olam, chutz, except for Yirat Shemayim. That's in our domain. That's our responsibility. We need to develop that Yirat Shemayim, that fear of heaven. That's up to us. Everything that happens to us, orchestrated by the Ribono Shel Olam. But our Yirat Shemayim, that needs to be our part. Shenemar, from last week's Parsha. V'ata Yisrael Masha Melkech Shol Meimach. What does Hashem want from you? Ki'im Yira, to fear Him. So the Gemara says, everything's in the hands of heaven, except for the fear of heaven. From this Parsha. That's all Shem wants. Gemara asks, Otu Yirat Shemayim Milta Zutrasahi? Question mark. Yirat Shemayim is so easy. That's all? That's all? That's very hard. It's very difficult to have Yirat Shemayim. It's very difficult. There's so many challenges, so many stumbling blocks, so many things get in the way. It's a small matter. That's all it is? That's all we have to do? That's not so small. That's a lifelong mission of hard work and dedication. And the Gemara goes back and forth and finally answers what I have underlined in yes. Legabe Moshe Milta Zutrasahi. For Moshe Rabbeinu, who said this pasuk, it's a small matter. For Moshe Rabbeinu, it's a small matter. So what question should we have? Should we be fired up with? What? We're not what? Alright, well, I'll pretend like I heard you, but that's exactly it. For Moshe Rabbeinu. What did you say? I can't hear. For Moshe, right? For Moshe. She said for Moshe it's small. What about us? What about us? What about us? For Moshe might be small. He's the Avon Avim. He's the best, the greatest prophet that ever lived. Spoke to Hashem upon him, brought down the Luchos. Of course for Moshe it's a small matter. But how does that help us? And this is the Torah for all time. Different approaches. But the Dubna Magid says something so gavaldic. In, yes, Legabe Moshe. When you're by, Legabe means when you're by, near. When you're near Moshe, it's a small matter. When you're near a Moshe Rabbeinu who's infused with Yirat Shemayim, infused with his Kedush and Tara, it's easy to attain Yirat Shemayim. When you're in his presence, in proximity, it's easy to attain Yirat Shemayim. And what a powerful lesson. It is so crucial who we surround ourselves with. If we're around people, great tzaddikim, great holy teachers, great people that are infused with Yirat Shemayim, and we're in their presence, proximity, it impacts us. It inspires us. It becomes easier to attain Yirat Shemayim. And what better? Great plug for the campus rabbis and Rebbetzins. Unbelievable people we have here. Schoenbrons and the Fines who live here, who are fired with Yirat Shemayim. Just being in their proximity. You want to get closer. unbelievable opportunity. Look at the wall. All these Rosh Yeshiva that come to visit. All these club hours. All these chaburas. It's incredible. I also know, you never name names, except for the campus rabbis, because then you leave people out. Very risky. But I know of certain people that are the faculty and the Judaic Studies faculty here, absolutely, incredibly people filled, men and women filled with Yiras Shamayim. Just to be in their proximity is an unbelievable opportunity to take advantage. Take advantage. Get to have teachers that are the Judaic Study faculty, form a relationship, ask questions, communicate, learn with them, stalk them. No, I don't have to do that. It's a little creepy. But why not, right? Why not? Get to know them. They're there. And you can learn so much. And being in that proximity of all these opportunities, like being around a Moshe Rabbeinu, then it becomes easier to attain Yirat Shamayim. It allows us to be enveloped in an atmosphere of Kedush and Tara that could really, really push us forward. So sometimes we might be busy. And everybody knows in college, how many here are freshmen? Whoa, that's brave. All right. What? First time on campus. Oh, everybody. Oh, okay. Oh, sorry. Wrong question. Hate to see it. I didn't do my research. All right. Thank you. See, they're the best leaders here. So how many here first time on campus? So you're going to see. It's going to get busy. Just walking this block, I was always like, a lot going on. I got a spot, which is great, Ashkafa. I don't know how that happens. I've come here many years. These are the glory days when I was dating my wife, just to hang. Anybody stay in Windsor? Windsor? Is that a thing anymore? No? Wow, shouldn't have said that, right? You never outdate yourself. I'm not that. I'm pretty young, but Windsor's not a thing? Do you know what I'm talking about? No, it's not a dorm. It was an apartment building. You know what I'm talking about. Brookdale, obviously. That's classic. Nobody lives in Windsor.
No, they sold the building.
Oh, they sold? Okay, all right. All right, sorry. Same one that... All right, sorry. I'm actually making it up. I don't know what it was called. I'm kidding, but... Was it called Windsor? But no, it was Windsor. I know it was Windsor because I used to come hang out in the law. Those were the glory days. Well, why did I bring that up? I really asked. You should come to Stern. Right, it's busy. Right, thank you. Yeah, well, thank you. A lot going on. You got me. You threw me off at the Windsor. That was it. Oh, my point was right. Can never find a spot. Things are busy. It was crazy. Of course, not a hassle to see my wife now, Baruch Hashem. But it was crazy to get here. And tonight got a spot. But even that one block, what I'm trying to say, is so much going on. But nevertheless, you all had a reason. I'm sure you all had incredible reasons to do so many other things tonight. So busy. And the fact that you came here is such a testament to how incredible you all are. That's seeking out growth. That's seeking out an opportunity of Kedush and Tara. So you have all these speakers coming, and teachers, and campus rabbis, and rebbetzins, and it's incredible friends and chaverim to seek it out. It takes time, it takes effort, it might be difficult, but it's the investment of a lifetime. And now some of you might be thinking, as we go weiter to source number 10, but sometimes it gets hard. And it does. Sometimes it can be difficult. You have tests, there is dating, there is life, there's a lot of stuff that can get in the way. Wherever anybody's holding me here. I'm not going to ask those questions. Don't worry. We're not taking a poll here. Where you're up to in life. But life, that's not a good idea. But life gets busy. Life gets busy. Whatever extracurriculars you're doing, life gets busy. And it sounds good. We're opening Mishmar. Is Cholin tonight? Yeah. Is that why you came? No. A little bit? All right, maybe. The Cholin is Gavaldic. But things get hard. So we go to source 10. What's happening in source 10? 6 for 6 in the back. Let's do it. What's happening in source 10? You know. Who's talking here? Right. Very good. This is Eliezer trying to find a suitable match for his master's son, for Yitzchak. Vayochul vayushtuhu v'anashim asherimel. They ate. Vayalinu v'akuma boker v'yomo shalchunu l'adini. He said, Eliezer said, it's time to go home. Send me to my master Avram. Nunhei. Let the young woman, let Rivka stay with us for an extended period of time, and then she'll go. Hold your horses. Nunvav. Don't delay me. Hashem made me successful. Send me home. Nun zayin. Vayimru nikro lenara nishalat pia. Let's ask her. Let's ask Rivka. Let's ask Rivka. What does she want to do? Are there any Rivkas in this room? That I could ask. There you go. Be strong. Just one?
Just two.
Two. And you always stick together. All right. Because there's only two of you. Wait, there's only two?
Three.
Three. Sorry. Whoa. Okay. There are three. All right. Sorry. Okay. It's almost as bad as asking about dating. Okay. There are three. This word, this pasuk is fire. It's beautiful. They asked Rivka the following. Do you want to go? Vayikrulu Rivka. They called out to Rivka. Vayomru Eleha. Hatalchi Ma'isha Zeh. Do you want to go with him? Do you want to do it? Is this something you want to do? Vatoma Eleich. I will go. So I heard from Rebbetzin Young Rice, Slavi Young Rice, something very beautiful. Rivki Menu was about to go on a tremendous journey, a faraway land. She didn't know Eliezer. She just met him. But, you know, no, far away, leaving her home, difficult journey. And one word, she gives us koach for all time. What does she say? Eleich. I will go. The journey might be difficult. It might be cumbersome. There might be obstacles. Eleich. I will go and I will continue to walk. I will continue to march forward. I will continue to persevere. And as Rebbetzin Young Rice teaches so beautifully, such a message for us. Our incredible spiritual ancestor, Rivki Imenu. Whenever we have difficulty, to remember that word, to say, Eleich. I'm going to keep going. It is going to be tough. It is going to be hard. Things do get in the way. They always get in the way. It's never simple. But to remember, to have in our spiritual reservoir, that incredible word of Eleich. I will keep going. I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to fold. I'm not going to back down. Because Rivki, man, how many do we have in the room? Now you want to say more. There's definitely more now, no? Still three. Okay, still three. Because Rivki Menu taught us, Eleich. And that is the most powerful word, Eleich. No matter what happens. So through this incredible semester to know, Eleich, I could keep going. I could keep pushing forward. So to bring it full circle, this has really just been such a schus. The opening night of Mishmar, the incredible excitement and energy, and again, to thank Rabbi Fine, Rabbi Schoenbrunn, this incredible staff. What should we be thinking about? Lana Taholech, where are we going? What are the goals? What are the dreams for this semester? What are the dreams? What are the semester to set myself up for success? Not just for this semester, but for my life. These are such formative years. What we develop here in these years are building the future homes, future communities. Everybody knows. Who runs the community? Who runs the home? My wife told me to say, who does it? The woman! Everybody knows that, right? Mrs. Brown, you know that. She's going to know that soon, November 20th. Who's in charge? She knows who's in charge. Yeah, he knows and she knows, right? She's in charge! Who runs the home? Of course that's the answer. Anybody knows that, right? She's a gauge. Yeah, no problem. No, it's accurate. They run the home. Why do I say that? How do I know? He's a Talmud. A Talmud of mine is engaged there. That was not like a creepy shout out, right? Alright, let's take a step backwards. Alright, sorry, I apologize. We didn't hear. I taught her chasim, or chatan, okay? That's how we're close with her chatan. That would have just been really crazy, right? Just pick a random person. No, not that crazy. Alright. I taught her chatan, know him, life's good, we can move on. Okay. Building up for our future homes, because Mir Tashem, you're the engine. You're the driving force. That is the emes. It's always been that way and always will be that way. Lana, but it starts now. Lana Toleich, where are we going? What are our dreams? And we talked about the importance of a Makom Torah. This place is infused. This place is so incredible. It's fire. It's amazing. It's just opportunities every single place. Will you join this Makom Torah? And not only join, will you contribute, add, bring Chevra with you, and keep it fired up? And to remember, Lubavitcher Rebbe told us from the dreams of Paro versus Yosef. Paro's dreams went in descending order. We need to have dreams that are going in ascending order. Higher and higher, from level to level, to stay hungry. And with Yaakov Avinu, he was originally dreaming of angels, then he dreams of goats. Hashem says, through the Malach, go home. Dreams have to continue. We can't stay in seminary. In seminary, I had this dream. Okay, that was seminary. That was first year, second year. They have to keep going. They have to keep going. Wherever we're holding, weiter. We got the Imam Mekodesh Vemaridim. And we also explain surrounding ourselves with tzaddikim, with the campus rabbis and rebbetzins. Because being around the Moshe Rabbeinu infuses us with Yirat Shemayim. Being around the Rosh Yeshiva that come, the club hour, the Judaic studies faculty here is superstars. Being around them, stalk them, be in their proximity, learn with them, communicate with them. Because it instills within us a Yirat Shemayim. And lastly, when it gets tough, as it will, to remember Rivka Imenu's timeless word, Eilech, I will keep going. The journey might be tough, but I come from Rivka Imenu. I come from the greatest of the great. I have spiritual reservoir inside of me that is unstoppable. And I'm going to be a future rock for my community, for my home, Kiddush Hashem, for everywhere around me. Because we all know who runs the show. We all know that's the driving force of the community. It's always been that way. It always will be that way. And Bezrat Hashem, wishing everybody a wonderful, wonderful semester filled with a lot of Torah, Yirat Shemayim, a lot of happiness, a lot of simcha, a lot of good chaverim. And thank you so much. Have a wonderful evening.